Giroux and a beautiful tune called Morning. Morning, if you just joined us, it's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. You're tuned to Radio Life and Style, 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Bolito. And I'm joined by two astute and very efficient raiders of the sea this morning, Pierre Fulion and Ashwin Singh, both of whom are very, very proud to be representing the country, South Africa, in an international event about to take place. Well, that's hopefully representing South Africa in an international event about to take place, if they can raise the necessary funds to get to France, where South Africa is currently world champions in the pairs shore fishing competition that is held annually in, well, across the globe. Pierre, Ashwin, welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining me. It sounds awesome that we should be so terribly proudly flying the South African flag. We are world champions of something. Yes. But now you've got to defend the title.
That's it. We tried to get the cup for you guys here this morning, but unfortunately the guy who's the manager of the Bears team who's got the cup with him, he wasn't available to get it in time. So we could take a picture with the World Cup. Yeah, we're world champs at the moment. Last year, our pairs team went over there and we won the tournament as a country. And we got one gold medal, pairs, and one bronze medal, Ashwin?
Yes, absolutely.
One bronze medal, one gold medal. So we are defending champions. And as far as I understand, the championship has never been won twice by one country in a row.
So it's a... let's hope that you're going to break that record, because otherwise, don't go. Let's just talk about it. What is the difference between pairs fishing and any other kind of fishing?
Okay. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, first of all. Pairs is where we have a particular boundary, which is 30 meter span, where you have two anglers that fish together as a team. So they fish together and they work hand in hand in order for you to achieve one score.
Now, how does that work? Do you fish for the same type or do you bait up differently and let's just have a go?
Well, that's the art. The art is that the two individuals need to communicate well, they need to work together well, they need to gel to ensure that they do the same thing or different things at the same time so that they can achieve maximum points.
And how do you? What counts as points? Weight of fish?
Actually, it's length of fish.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want to go for the eels?
Yeah, we want to look at the long fish. The long fish gives you more points.
All right.
That's it.
So obviously now fishing in France is a bit different to fishing in off Salmon Bay here. I mean, how do you read the local conditions?
Well, fortunately, we engage the services of a guide that's from the local waters, and he gives us his experience. He informs us what's required, what needs to be used. And we use his knowledge, and he then puts us onto the fish. He tells us about the waters, how to read it, what distances to cast, where to target, what species, and what baits to use. So a whole array of things that he puts together for the guide.
Ashwin, have you fished in France before?
I have not fished in France, no.
Pierre, you?
No, never fished France.
Are there any fish in the water in France?
Yeah, there is some fish, eh? Luckily.
Hey, yeah, how does it differ?
So you get species that looks almost like the fish species over here. So for instance, like your blacktail over here, over there it is called a black sea bream, and then you get a white sea bream, and then you get I think the white sea bream is similar to our Natal stumpy or a yellow a Cape stumpy.
So you get similar conditions. Obviously, it's the intertidal zone that you're fishing in because you're off the shore. So you're fishing rock and surf. That's the type of
only
thing.
Only surf.
Oh, no rocks.
No rocks. Everybody gets the same. They try and give everybody the same structure in the water.
Of ocean sand. Desert.
That's it.
And you've now got to target what swims in that ocean desert.
That's what makes it so technical.
Yay. How prepared are you?
Pretty prepared. I think fitness is still a big thing for me, so I'm going to be working on that. And then casting is a big thing.
Now, hang on a second. Why do you need to be fit? I've seen those guys sitting on the side of the beach there. None of those guys are going to run 20 meters. No. I'm not saying none of them. Wow. A number of them are. Don't look too big.
It is physically quite taxing. If you're fishing a 5-hour competition, and you're running between maybe 20, 30 meters up and down to cast and to rebait your hooks. And so,
there's a lot of physical skill and stamina involved and fitness.
Yes,
absolutely. The stamina and fitness in this particular facet of fishing is phenomenal because we count the number of seconds your bait is not in the water. We don't count the number of seconds your bait is in the water.
Seriously,
absolutely.
Do you lose points for the amount of time your bait's out of the water?
No, we don't lose points. We lose time, and time means we're fish. Not catching a fish.
Ah. So there's an intense competition. There. I wonder why it hasn't received more national focus.
One of the reasons is because it's not widely publicized because shore angling predominantly is what you go down to Salmon's Bay, you see the guys fishing. Mm. Wherever they see good water, good structure, they go and cast at that point.
And a bottle of Blue Top. And it doesn't really matter if there's fish or not.
So we really started competing on a full scale probably a few years back at this level. They have SASA, which is the mother body for shore angling in South Africa. They have been fishing it, but on a smaller scale, where fewer guys were invited. So now we've just broadened the scope of it. We're now trying to publicize it, get more people involved in it, so that everybody understands what type of fishing this is, because worldwide, this is shore angling, what we do.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like a really excellent opportunity for a company that wants to get the brand out there, to get behind you guys with some sponsorship.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's a world, international competition, and the South Africans are the world champions at the moment. Come on.
Yes.
Hey, what do you need? How much do you need to get yourselves across?
When I looked at the budget the last time, it might be a little bit more, but we're looking at an average of about 73,000 to 75,000 rand per angler, which is six anglers. If you add it all up, it's over 450,000 for the team.
It's expensive.
That's excluding the guides.
And you've got to pay for yourselves.
Yeah.
Self-funded.
We've got to pay for the guides. We've got to pay for the tackle that's being used over there, because it is cheaper to pay for it, renting it basically there, than it is to transport your own back and forth. And then also we've got a guide, a captain, and a coach and a manager that also needs to go. So they've also got a cost. I think their cost is a little bit less. But when you have to fund it yourself,
it's a steep ask. So here's a great opportunity. If someone from one of the big corporates is listening right now and wondering where to put some cash that's going to give them a good return in terms of exposure, it sounds like a real opportunity to me. If someone listening to this is keen to pursue the opportunity, where would they go? Who would they talk to?
They can talk to me. They can talk to Riyad Kasim. They can just contact you, and I'll put them onto the right person.
But is there a corporate website or something that they can go to have a look?
They can go directly to the SASA website, S-A-S-A-A, SASA.
What does S-A-S-A-A stand
for? South African Shore Angling Association.
Okay.
They can go directly to the website, and they can get in touch with, I think it
Andre
is...
Andre Stevens,
and he will guide them as to how... And it's a non-profit organization, so if there's any people that want to help, they can write off to tax, am I right?
Yeah, they are registered as a non-profit organization, so it is tax deductible. So
well, it sounds like a fantastic opportunity for a win-win here. A corporate that's looking at corporate responsibility points and social responsibility points, for you guys to bring back the trophy and to be the first time ever winners twice in a row of this august competition. And I'm sure, do you eat the fish at the end of the competition or do you let them go?
No, it's all released.
All released.
Catch and release. You see, this is what we like.
That's it.
Responsible angling. Because there's pressure on the ocean resources now. We want you to enjoy your sport, but obviously to not rape and pillage the ocean as has been done in the past.
That's it.
Which is fantastic. Guys, thanks so much for popping in. We wish you
pleasure.
Huge success. We'll be following your progress very astutely, and I hope we're going to be able to cross to you when you're over in France. We'll do a live crossing
chat
to you on the beach. And mind you won't have any chance to talk. You'll be
maybe
out
not,
of breath.
Eh?
Absolutely.
But before that, anyway.
Anybody that's interested in the facet of angling, if you go on to Facebook and you go to Surfcasting SA, on that webpage, you'll find all the info. You'll see all the pictures of the previous World Games or the World Championships, all the prize winners.
And the local competitions.
And the local competitions are on there, and where it will be and the dates it will be held. All the information you need around Surfcasting South Africa.
On the SAA website.
No, that's on the Surfcasting SA Facebook page.
Surfcasting.
Surfcasting. Yeah. Facebook page.
Okay, yeah. Well, it sounds very, very exciting, and I wish you all the luck in the world. Not that you need it. I know you're very accomplished. As I certainly know, Pierre's record is unblemished, and Ashwin, I believe that when Pierre says you're good, you're good. So this is it. It's been wonderful chatting to you. We will bang up your information on our social media as well, and this interview will be going up as a podcast. So if you didn't catch the entire chat and you want to catch up again and listen to it, obviously, you'll find that on our. It's available as an app, available from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and of course from our website as well. You can just go direct to our podcast, and you'll hear the conversation with my very special guests, Pierre Viljoen and Ashwin Singh, both of whom representing South Africa in the very soon to be held international fishing competition. It's the Pairs Shore Angling International Championships, of which South Africa currently holds the world championship. And we hope that they're going to bring it back for the second time in a row. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.